why don't you guys tell me a little bit about your roles in Hairspray? How about we start with that?
Sure. I play Link. He's one of the dancers on the Corny Collins show. He's kind of this teenage heartthrob that all the ladies love.
But Tracy watches every week.
Tracy watches every week.
Maybe we should tell people. I'm always creatively frazzled. Why don't we tell people that don't know about Hairspray, and if you don't know about Hairspray, you've been living under a rock, the story of Hairspray.
Okay. So it centers around a character called Tracy, and she's a high school student in 1960s Baltimore. She always watches a show called The Corny Collins Show. She wants to be a dancer on this show and eventually gets the opportunity to audition for it and happens to get on it. And from that point, she becomes a bit of a celebrity, and kind of her ambition throughout the rest of the musical is to see the show racially integrated so that the
Everybody gets to dance. Mm-hmm. So, Michaela, you play Amber.
Yep.
Why don't you talk about your character a little bit. What's Amber all about in Hairspray?
Okay, well, I'm also on the Corny Collins show as a dancer, and I'm really full of myself, my character is, and she thinks that she's the greatest, and she's just, like, the bully of the show, and she's, like, the popular one. She's the producer's daughter, and she hates Tracy because of the way she looks, because Tracy is bigger and short, and Amber's supposed to be tall and thin, and she just treats her so terribly.
Tracy's all about her hair, too.
Yeah.
And actually, she has Tracy clones at one point. But I think Hairspray's been around for a while, so why do you think Hairspray still relates to audiences on such a popular level these days? Either Ruben or Michaela.
Sure. For the issues that it tackles, it's just an interesting piece in itself, like as a bit of American history in the 1960s and everything that was going on, especially in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it still relates just because they're, like, fun pieces. They're outrageous sometimes.
The music is amazing.
And
it is.
Yeah,
it's
and
great.
Pretty edgy comedy sometimes you're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And some very moving pieces too, quite frankly.
That's true, because back then it was all about integration. Mm-hmm. Michaela, can you speak to this? Because Amber is tall and skinny and blonde and gorgeous, and Tracy is almost her polar opposite. And these days, it's still all about public image and perception.
Yep.
So you want to address that a little bit?
How so?
Because these days, like, you know, all these campaigns, like, it almost, like, breaks barriers. Tracy comes in and kind of shakes everything up.
Yeah, which is, I think it's actually amazing that, like, I think it just sends out a really good message. And actually, in the end of this one and in the end of the movie, Amber becomes, like, a better person at the end, and she kind of accepts it at the end, but at first she's all about image, right? But Tracy just proves to everyone and the audience that, like, it doesn't matter what you look like or what skin color you are or anything, and, like, everyone's equal and
you
stuff.
You can still be a really hot, you could still be a hit, very popular, real hot success and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's a great message. This is directed by David Adkins, with musical direction by Michael Brown and choreography by Janet Kubik. So let's talk about the choreography here, because we're talking 1960s dance moves.
Yeah.
So what kind of dancing do you guys have to do?
It's really jumpy around, and, like, it's just, it's nothing, like, too big, but except there are, like, really huge lifts. Like, all these, like, it's all partner work.
Okay.
Which is really, really fun, and it's mostly about the feet and, like, little feet movements and spinning around.
And it's the 1960s, and I think the 1960s are really hot right now because of Mad Men has something to do with it, with all the 60s, all the hairstyles and the big dresses coming in. Is it fun to move around in that kind of stuff, wear those costumes?
In the costumes? Oh, yeah. I love
for both
my
of
costume.
You. I mean, you know, because the guys look really slick back then as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, we have some pretty sweet suits and hairdos as well.
Yeah.
My hair has never been longer than it is now, and I get my pompadour out there, and yeah, love it.
You guys seem really suited. Let me go back here a second. Ruben, why don't you tell people a little bit more about yourself in your theater and acting, singing? You guys both look like a triple threat here. So can you give me a little bit of background on yourselves?
Yeah, I'm not quite a triple threat, but I've done a fair amount of singing in my past, mostly with choirs, really, and then kind of branching out into theater to find new avenues of performance, and that's sort of been my stepping into the acting world. Hairspray certainly been a challenge for me, learning some new dance moves. But primarily I would say I've been a singer, and anything else has been me branching out into other things.
Okay, where did you perform? What choir?
I grew up in a church that had a lot of kind of like choral singing, and then just different choirs in the area, in Cambridge, Kitchener-Waterloo, and then at school and university, and little groups and bands, barbershop quartets, that sort of thing. So
that's awesome.
That's been whenever I could, really.
I love asking actors this. What did you do for your audition for Hairspray?
Well, what song did I sing?
Yep.
I sang one of the songs from the musical It Takes Two, and then another one called December 1963 by the Four Seasons of Frankie Valli.
Oh, cool.
Oh, what a night, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, I think I have some Frankie Valli here so we can cue some up for you.
Do it.
Michaela, what about yourself?
Well, I started singing through my church when I was really, really young. And then my mom works with some people that that are interested in, she works with a lot of physios, but they are also involved with like musicals and stuff. So, and she would always, the first thing that I got involved with was Kitty Bugley. It's not a musical, but.
Oh, I know. I love Glee. I saw her. Were you in Rent?
No, I wasn't in Rent.
Okay. Okay.
But,
I love
Glee. Yes, Amanda Kind was.
Hi, Amanda. We love you if you're listening. I'm sure she is.
Yeah. So that's what I first got involved with, was Glee, and it was just an amazing experience. And then I started taking lessons with Amanda for singing, and it's just been amazing. And then from Glee, I got encouraged to audition for a musical theater, and my first show I did was 13, the musical.
Oh, wow.
And, oh my goodness, it was so, so fun. And then since then, I've just been, you know, so into it. So that's why I auditioned for Hairspray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys think you'll take away from the show, from being in Hairspray? What'll stay with you?
Okay, well, we are working with some incredible talent. Like, we have the show like consists
of playing Tracy, by the way. Who's playing Tracy? Calandra. Then yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she played the lead role of Sophie in the Toronto production of Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
For Mervish. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're working with some heavyweights here.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, wow.
Zing.
Bazinga. As a show, what would you take away from the show? Maybe the aspect of the show, or the hair, the style, do you think something will stay with you from it?
Ooh, well, I think one of the most informative things about the show for me has been the challenge of dancing, quite frankly. They're just, unlike most of the dancers in the show, I did not walk out of the delivery room with tap shoes on my feet, and I'm just blown away by them, and I think it's something that is something to work towards in the future, if anybody ever wanted to aspire to that kind of level of skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Michaela, yourself?
Well, like I said, it's just been really, really cool working with the people that I have been working with, and they're just, it's the first time I've ever worked with, like, professionals, and it's amazing, and you just learn so much from them,
Just to give young people out here that might be listening, what's your rehearsal schedule like? I think I already know, but...
Well, during the fall season, we had Thursday nights and then Sundays from 1 to 10 each day. And then as the week approached a production, or the show
all
week.
All the time.
Then, every night. Yeah.
Do you like the center in the square stage?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, do you want to get, I know you open, tomorrow night.
Yep.
At 7:30 p.m.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday at 2 p.m.
and
7:30 p.m.
You got it.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for stopping by the station. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
I wish you all the best with Hairspray.
Thank you.
And we're going to play The Nicest Kids in Town from Hairspray, from the 2007 movie. And here it is on Coral FM.
Time for the Corny Collins Show! kids crash through that door, yeah. No, they throw off their coats and leave the squares behind. And they shake it, shake it, shake it like they're losing their mind. When I see them around, cause they're the nicest kids in town. Oh, and every afternoon you turn your TV on. Yeah, we know you turn the sound up when your parents are gone, yeah. Then you twist and shout for your favorite star. And when you practice every step that's in your repertoire, you better come on down and meet the nicest kids in town. Woo! Nice white kids who like to lead the way. And once a month we have our Negro Day. And I'm the man.